to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, are we not? Yes, we are. We may or may not be children of God. We may or may not be children of Jesus. We may or may not be children of Venus. Or Buddha. But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to the womb room of Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. I am the Reverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant. Tonight, if you're tuning in live, it's spring. Well, it's actually one of the coldest days of the LA year. But hey, we didn't have an earthquake today. We were supposed to, right? Maybe
not,
we will tonight.
It's not midnight yet.
I think the earth is about to move under my feet. Oh, Lord and ladies, I got some hot ladies here to celebrate the start of spring, to swing into spring. We got some swingers with a chance of showers. That's right. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Hopefully my holster's full here. But, yep. Men are not the only ones to shoot their lover in the eye with their glorious ejaculate. Woo! Showers. Chance of showers. Got that shot? In more ways than one. It's holy water. Good for the skin. And showers bring out the flowers. I have some beautiful flowers here tonight. Flowers of womanhood. I think we're all women here tonight. Sometimes I don't know for sure. At least my main guess. Okay, starting with the fabulous queen of the spring, the spring shower mistress, Dume.
Yes.
Do me.
I pronounced it in the French fashion.
There you go. You got it right.
I do.
Yes, you. Do me.
Whenever I can.
Do me there.
And I'm so glad you are joining us again back here at the Speakeasy. What do you think? We've rearranged everything.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're just in the talk show part of the section.
Soon
you will enter the erotic theater that is like a harem designed for the pleasures of the flesh. Mm. And the mind as well, yes. Mm. We approach human sexuality on every level, body, mind, and soul, baby. So, Dume and I have a soul connection, I think. And this is your third time here. Three's the charm. And I hear there's going to be spring showers tonight.
I hear it's a possibility.
It's a possibility. You never know with the weather. It's a weather kind of a thing.
Yes.
But we're going to swing into spring.
Absolutely.
You're a swinger.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means actually it's a lifestyle.
The lifestyle.
Yeah. It's a lifestyle we choose to be lifestyle.
Well, I'm glad you weren't forced.
Yes. Well, we don't swing from one to the other, but we choose to be in a lifestyle that's very welcoming.
Yes.
Yes.
Very welcoming.
Very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Adventurous.
Yes.
Yes.
You and
erotic.
Can we talk about your husband, or is that... there he is. He's right behind you, the man behind the goddess.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. So, did your porn career come out of swinging, or vice versa?
Yes, yes. It was a friend that actually introduced us and said, hey, why don't you get on this amateur site? So that's where we thought of, let's do it for fun. And so I did everything I could to try and get him to put the camera down just to come do me, do me.
There in the name lies, yeah?
Yeah, it was a fun name before we ever got into this business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, well, welcome to the business. Welcome to the womb room. Great to have you back.
Thank you.
Got my rain boots on.
All right. We're ready to rock and roll.
Holy water. All right.
Dume champagne, right?
Absolutely. Champagne Dume. I do the French way here. Okay. Uh-huh. So I want to introduce my other guests. I have, of course, the return of Dia Zerva. And Dia Zerva. Is that from deserve? Dessert?
No, actually, Zerva is a variation of my Yaya's maiden name. Mm.
Ah,
so it's the Greek side.
Oh, this is a soul name. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody here was at AdultCon. You were at WrestleCon?
Yeah. I was in a wrestling tournament all day today.
When it comes to spring, young women's minds turn to wrestling?
It's primitive.
Yeah. I think it's kind of cool. It's, you know, it's like the is it the ancient Greek kind of approach, except with girls instead of guys?
Mm-hmm.
Like erotic wrestling.
Greco-Roman style. And mm-hmm. there's something hot about a woman sweating all over your body and just rolling around. And it's good foreplay.
And this is your wrestling partner here?
This is one of my wrestling friends and porn star Cheyenne Jewel.
Oh, okay. Did you wrestle to get today?
No, but we wrestled. But we did underwater erotica a couple weeks ago and wrestling.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, hi, Cheyenne.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. I'm supposed to tell you Ken Marcus says hi.
Oh!
He's so jealous. So jealous.
Ken Marcus, the devil himself. Yeah, he is, isn't he? He looks Mephistophelian.
Etos Dominos.
Yeah, yeah. And he used to be the only photographer in town, only good one. Now everybody can take a photograph, you know. But he's an original. And so, okay, well, hello to Ken. And hopefully he would deign to grace us with his presence at some point. So you're a wrestling fetish, what? Tell me about yourself. This is your first time here?
I'm an everything.
An everything? Is that right?
Almost everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's, I don't know. It sounds a little bit like when my clients call me for telephone sex therapy, and I say, well, what turns you on? And they say, everything. Well, maybe when you're 18, maybe it does. Everything turns you on. The wind blowing. All right. Well, we're going to find out more about everything in a moment. We have here Anjanette Astoria. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good.
Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show. This is your first time here.
It is.
Yeah. And tell me about yourself. You're a MILF? Is that what you...
Well, yeah, I guess I'm classified as a MILF / cougar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jeanette, could you pull that microphone closer to your lips, darling?
Of course.
Yes, thank you.
So, I guess it depends on how you want to look at me. I'm a 37-year-old mom of five, so...
Ooh,
it depends
five.
On your, it depends on your fantasy.
Wow, look at that figure for five. I'm impressed with that. Jesus. Wow, so you got into porn after all five or in the middle?
I did,
or?
After all five.
After all five.
Yeah.
Okay, how old is the youngest?
The youngest is 8.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest just turned 19 today, so woohoo.
Oh, woohoo, yeah, at least one is released. So how do they feel about their mom, the MILF porn star?
Are you kidding? They love it.
They do, of
they
course.
They do.
Very hip these days.
Well, my three
used to
oldest,
be a source of shame, now it's fame, you know?
Yeah, my three oldest, they're like, oh, you know what? My mom's so cool. I'm the cool mom. But then my two youngest, they're like, oh, look at my mom.
It's just normal.
Everybody's
right?
talking to her. Oh, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, they don't get it, but it's like, okay.
All right. And is the dad around? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Same one? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Same one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
All right. Well,
love him to death. And matter of fact, we're going to have to hook up with your other swinger couple over there. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to work out a deal over there. Because, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Well, you know, we're all about networking. We sure are. Yeah. All right. Well, welcome. And there's something about it, urban MILF or urban cougar or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
What makes you urban? Are you in the city? Or?
Actually, well, I am black, white, Native American.
Oh,
so
Native American. What
I
tribe?
Blackfoot.
Blackfoot?
Yes.
Oh.
And actually...
That's sexy. I don't know why.
My studio actually concentrates
in the Bible, foot means dick, kind of.
Ew.
You know, it's kind of a...
Well, in that case, I'm good to go either way because, you know... Black guys have the big dick, and they have the big foot, so...
Is that right? Okay. Well,
I'm good
go.
To go. Actually, no, my studio was nominated this past year for AVN.
Your studio?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we're actually concentrating on the urban newcomers of the industry.
So sorry, I have to drink out of the side because this microphone... Talk about big black balls. I got one right in front of my face. And by the way, speaking of balls,
Susan,
my other ones are
Dr.
leaking,
Susie,
so I need a little something to wipe out.
Also,
this.
Your microphone is on the wrong side.
Well, I tried putting it on this side because this one, okay. You know, the other side, I just wanted some variety, you know. It's like sometimes you masturbate with your right hand and sometimes with your left hand. All right. Well, welcome, Anjanette.
Thank you.
And now, dun-dun-dun-dun, royalty! Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, we have a real princess here with us.
Well, how do we not have a princess without the queen over here?
Well,
yes.
Princess. Excuse me. I'm trying to pronounce things in right. Is it pronounced princess?
It's pronounced princess. Princess Felicity Jade is my full name.
Princess Felicity Jade. That's so beautiful. Just like you.
Thank you.
You just look like you just kind of blossomed out from a lily pad, like Aphrodite or something. You're just beautiful.
Thank you.
So, where did you blossom from?
I live in Florida, but I grew up in Belize.
Belize. I knew there was an island thing about you. Belize. That sounds so exotic.
Down in the tropical rainforest.
Wow, a tropical rainforest. I mean, well, that's really kind of organic and sexy and wet.
Yes, definitely all wet.
Yeah, yeah. And so that was where you were born?
No, I was born in Florida.
Okay.
My parents moved down to Belize as missionaries when I was six.
Missionaries? Christian missionaries?
Seventh Day Adventist as missionaries.
Awesome. Wow. Well, Sister Felicity, welcome to the other side.
Thank you. That was hot.
So tell me about your evolution, your sexual evolution from missionary's daughter to penthouse pet, girlfriend's contract star,
yes.
All that, and princess.
Well, when your parents or someone restricts you, pushes you one way, when you get away from that, you kind of go way far the other way, like it fell off the cliff the other way.
And you did. You did.
Yes, it was a good cliff to fall down.
Yeah, I mean, did you purposely do that, or did you just get drawn by your beauty, by devilish seducers?
I decided I wanted to model when I was 13 when my mom went bra shopping. I saw the lovely ladies, and she's like, oh, don't look at that, they're naked.
Oh.
Naked? I don't see any titties, but whatever. I want to do that one day. So I was 13, barely grown my boobs, and I decided I wanted to do that. So when I turned 18, I did a modeling casting call, and I got the job. And from there, I started doing adult.
Wow. Yeah. So that's great. Well, we're happy that you've, you know, just sort of wandered in this direction. How about the missionary parents? How do they feel about this direction?
My mom absolutely hates my guts, but that's nothing new. I've never gotten along with her. It's why I left. My dad, I just don't talk to him about it. And we're cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you have all these friends and subjects, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, being a princess. I have this for you, by the way. It's not spelled right, but...
Oh, cute. I want to put it right here.
Yes, just so that we know who you are. So now you're a girlfriend's contract star. Girlfriends is all girls or guys,
they
too?
They only film girls.
Okay.
If ever a guy ends up on set, all the girls look at him like he's got three dicks.
Really?
Yes.
But do guys do the filming or guys the photography?
We had an extra. One time we had a guy for an extra, and this porn star who does everything kind of walks in the room. She's like... Why are you here?
Wow.
It's like we never have a guy on set.
Okay. But there is a guy in your life, right?
Not really. Oh, are you talking about my new fiancé?
Well, I that's what I'm talking about. Is that, is that like a figment
it's
of
not a
fantasy?
Guy.
Or,
it's
oh,
not
that's a
guy.
Girl. Okay.
I haven't
okay.
announced it yet.
You didn't put it with two E's, though. Oh. You put it with one E, so I thought it was a guy. Okay, there I am. Back to my French thing.
What, the girl is supposed to be with two C's? I didn't
know. No, with two E's. Fiance. Girl fiance would have two E's. Would have the accent on the second to last E and then the other E. Anyway, I get always into this school teachery thing. It's terrible. Okay, sorry about that. But anyway, so it's a girl. You have a girl fiance.
Yes.
That's even more exciting. Who's that?
Should I really announce it?
Yeah.
I was trying so hard to get her to come on here. All right. I've loved her or really liked her since I met her.
Yeah.
I've liked her more and more every day. And we were on set, like, what was it, Tuesday? Earlier this week. And I was like, will you marry me? She said yes. And it was Miss India Summer.
Wow.
I knew it.
India Summer. Wow, we're all seasonal tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so sweet. Yes. And when are you going to get married?
We haven't decided yet.
Wow.
We'll have to wait until California passes the, what was it, Prop 8?
Yeah. Well.
Isn't it illegal to get married right now?
It's not.
Well, it's on the verge.
Yeah. I'm just going to marry her in a film or something for now.
Marriage is, I mean, it's a feeling. It's a statement to yourselves and your community.
We'll marry her.
We can, right here. Actually, I'm a Universal Life Church minister.
Oh, that was
we'll
perfect.
Get you married.
I could marry you. I've even got the pulpit, you know. Let's get her on here. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
She's a sweetheart.
You should have several weddings anyway. Even one, you know, for your Christian missionary parents. You know, you should invite them. They probably will like India Summer. Anyway.
I don't know. I think my mom would hate her. My mom hates every other hot woman.
Well, she's so jealous, right? I guess. She must be. poor thing. And do you have brothers and sisters?
I'm the oldest of eight.
Eight. Wow, those missionaries get busy.
Yes,
they don't use
the
condoms. That's the thing. They don't have any birth control.
My
right.
mom, I know they used condoms because, well...
A few, but they broke them. Your dad
was,
must have been
16,
a giant.
When I was 16, I used to steal them.
Oh, really? Wow. Well, now you don't have to. I'm going to give you some. I'm going to give everybody some condoms.
Yay.
I don't want anybody stealing any. So now Panty Boy is on the line. No, he's not on the line, actually. He's on Twitter. So
he's so cute.
Whoops. So we have a variety of condoms here for everybody. Chocolate and strawberry. And what do you like? Do you like banana?
I want strawberry.
You want strawberry, okay.
Or raspberry.
Okay.
Chocolate swirl.
Magnum. Who's got the big boy?
Magnum.
Yeah, I think Dumais needs the Magnum. Okay.
She's the one talking. She's like, wait, she's the one talking Magnum. About big cocks around here.
These are from Condomania.
It's all wet.
It's
sticky.
Is it sticky?
I like sticky, that's fine.
You do?
I do have a question.
Okay.
Do you have any female and female condoms?
Do I have female condoms? You know, I tried using one of those once a few years ago. Remember, it was like putting in a garbage bag in my pussy. I didn't really get into it, so I don't have them. No, but I mean, I don't know.
Just teasing, it's like
we could make one out of here. Let me. Maybe you can.
What are we going to do with this? I don't have a dick. Put it on.
You don't have a dick. Well, we're going to get dicks
yes,
in a moment.
Yes, I need to be given a fake dick. That would work.
We're going to have some fake dicks and
your
real.
Strap on.
You got the
just
Buddha
pretend.
Right in front
yes.
of you.
There you go.
A lot of these.
Now, her strap on. She can just pretend with her strap on.
Here's another strawberry that's dry. Okay.
I was not complaining about the wet one.
Oh, and look, this one's a Sarah
Ooh,
Palin. Palin protection.
Yes!
Oh, really?
This is a collector's item.
No wonder it's leaking. Sarah Palin.
Maybe we should use this one tonight on something.
Yeah, we should put it over her head.
Exactly.
That's Sarah's head, actually.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
we should. We should. Somebody said, George Bush said, thank you, Sarah Palin, for making me look smart. Anyway.
Ooh.
So, panties. Panty Boy has been very judiciously tweeting. He is, by the way, not a paid member of the Dr. Susan Block Institute, as most of these people aren't either. But he's a panty freak. Is anybody wearing interesting panties for Panty Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, let's have a look at the panties now. Okay. Let's see. First one with the panties off gets the Sarah Palin condom.
I have red and gold ones on.
I'm not wearing any.
Dia Zerva is fast. There you go, girl. And she was a U.S. Marine, so let's look at these. These are really cute. Panty Boy, you got some cute panties. Look at those. Those are all pink, which is a good color for tonight, and polka dot with the tri-strap. I got the tri-strap going on, too, but yours are in the back.
I think the last ones I wore were androgynous looking, so I wanted to spice it up
right.
this time. So.
They were a little, you can go all different ways, it seems like, yeah. Well, that's from your Marine training, I guess.
Adapt and overcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and now let's see these panties here. This.
You don't have any on.
Looks, this is Anjanette, has, these kind of lacy, very nice, very, very pretty, pretty panties. Lacy red and see-through. Look at the way you handle those, Anjanette. Very, very nice. Panty Boy is just orgasming right now. Look at that butt. Very nice. I can't believe that butt gave birth to... five kids. Well, actually, the butt didn't.
No.
But still.
The butt helped make them.
The butt helped make them. Yeah, exactly. That was
it's the attraction.
It was
way
a
to look
consideration
at it.
To that.
All right. And now we have Queen Dumais' beautiful panties. Look at these.
She's so gorgeous.
Black, basic, elegant.
Classy.
Black. And the black lace stockings, lace top, thigh highs. Yes, very, very classy. Mm-hmm.
Oops.
Right.
Right there.
Very nice. Look at that. Very nice G-string. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did I see Miss Everything?
There we go.
Well, mine are ugly.
Oh! So you're into everything, including ugly panties.
I wasn't prepared.
I will let Panty Boy be the judge of whether your panties are ugly.
I think Panty Boy will like them.
I don't know. He might like ugly panties. The main thing he's into is the smell.
Oh, they probably smell.
She was on set for Buttman today, so.
Don't mind the single tail mark on my ass cheek.
Oh, look at these. Well, these ass cheeks are very nice. Yeah, these are your plain, they kind of look like American Apparel or something, which, you know, has its hipness. What are they? What kind are they?
It does say Sexy Brazil.
Sexy Brazil. Can we see the front?
Those are perfect for wrestling.
Oh, look at those.
Yeah.
Those are so pure. They're not ugly.
And then you have your horse shirt on.
Thank you.
They're white and pure. Are they cotton or?
Yeah.
Kind of stretchy.
Like a spandex
kind of stuff. Blend, like a radioactive blend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking everything is radioactive now. Yeah. We're all going to be growing an extra genital of some sort.
That would be amazing.
Maybe we
to
can
have
use
two
it, wouldn't it? Right, we have to look on the bright side.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, now, princess panties.
Ooh, I figured it was coming to that.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Princess loves pink. Oh, look at these titties. My goodness, we got an extra thing here.
There we go.
Oh,
oh
wow.
Look
at that. Whoa, beautiful titties with the little decals, I guess. Hearts, pink hearts. And then, of course, the panties. Sheer, white, pure, and sheer with little black bows.
Wait a minute. She's a princess.
She's a princess. I would like to introduce my husband.
You know,
he is actually...
I don't want to say nothing, but,
prince.
You know. Right.
Are we swingers? Quasi.
We quasi-swing.
Yeah. Anyway, he's a prince.
Quasi-swingers. But I'm a real prince.
He is actually a prince. He is Prince Maximilian Rudolph Leblevich de Lubkowitz de Filingeri.
Prince of Prague, Duke
and
of Melnick.
I thought my name
get
was
it right.
Long.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you're in royalty, you get these long-ass names. That's one of the privileges, is you don't get to, you know, you're not just called, like, Madonna.
Right. Yeah, that's why I went with the simple name. I can't do all that.
What? Now, wait
I have
a second.
Trouble remembering
Anjanette Astoria?
I have trouble remembering my own kids' names. I mean, you know, you get on there with, like, this whole long thing, and I'm like, what's your name? Don't you know?
I have trouble remembering your name. Anjanette Astoria is a long name. Now, Princess Felicity J. Of course, that's a long name, too, but you just say Princess when you forget the rest of it.
Exactly.
So,
just call me Angel, and there you go.
All right. Angel in the morning.
I like that.
And Dumais. I always have to just think of doing her.
Dumais.
Yeah.
See, but you say both together, and then you got both of us, and then you have double trouble.
Right.
Yeah.
Double trouble.
I think I'm going to change my name.
And I would definitely do her anywhere.
To Dumais.
You're going to change your name to Dumais? What are you, imitating Dumais?
Well, I just look.
Now, Felicity, are you like a Lily Cave, like a total gold star lesbian? Do you only have relations with ladies?
I take my guys. I guess I would say I like to get to know a guy first, so it's like I wouldn't be able to like do stranger on film. So that's the reason I haven't progressed to do guys on film.
Ah, progressed. Like, it's a kind of a progress thing.
Yes, I don't know.
Yeah. So you think
but
you'll
I'm
eventually...
Like
Max
guy.
Is saying, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like a typical guy. That is what a lot of guys think about
like
girls that
guy.
Do girls. Like, you're just, you know, using your training wheels, right? I don't know. I don't think that's true of Lily. But it's true of some girls, I think. You know, I mean, girls do sometimes do girls as training wheels, right?
There's an intimate connection with girls.
Will you feel
so
more comfortable?
There has to be...
Same
right
body.
There.
Mm.
Yeah, I agree totally.
But it's great foreplay.
He feels more comfortable with girls.
Foreplay to him.
Guys,
the real thing. Yeah.
Guys with all those balls and shit and smelly assholes. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking at guys' assholes.
I'm like a guy when it comes to girls. Like, I don't have to remember their name the next day, and I don't have to remember them. But
right.
Let me spray some
perfume. I go through them really fast. I'm like, how is that?
You go through girls fast. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, if I live a tip, if I live every guy's life, you just come and leave them.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes to guys, I don't know. I like to get to know them a little bit.
Right, because it's like a stranger, which is exciting, I guess. I mean, for me, anyway. But it's like a girl is like familiar. It's like another you, right? Yeah.
I don't have an emotional connection to a girl. It's just like, let's have fun. That's it.
Yeah. Let's have fun. Right. Oh, speaking of fun, has anyone ever tried agua?
Only here.
I think we are ready for our agua shots. You have a choice.
I was wondering where the sugar can go in here.
The sugar. These are salt.
It's salt.
It's salt.
Now, wait a minute. I have to tell this story always when
all
we
right.
do
it. So, my lovely assistant, Vitalicious, actually, on Twitter, will pour the agua, I think. Yep. And I will provide the salt. And yes, tell the story, dear.
So we run an ad. We need an assistant. The assistant actually comes down from Washington State, and she comes into the bar, and she says, I'm very uncomfortable here. I have to leave after flying down here. I said, oh, well, all right. We'll have somebody drive you back to wherever you came from. And then the next day she blogs that I had Coke under my nose and there were Coke vials
all over the bar.
All over the bar.
These are the so-called Coke vials.
Right.
And they are actually vials of lime salt.
Right. But there was also, because we were building rooms, there was also dust on the floor. And she said there was Coke all over the floor.
Yes.
And she called
the
police.
She was a little coked up, that girl. She did. She called the police, and she admitted that. But the police, they already know us.
Yeah, they said, oh,
they say,
no.
They say, oh, no. That's just Dr.
Guys.
Susie. She just does wild stuff, you know. No, I mean, they don't mess with me. Our beloved LAPD, we love them very much. We love you guys. Come on over anytime. Leave your guns at home. Just shoot the gun between your legs, baby.
Hey, you've got a caller on line 3.
All right, let's talk.
And he wants to know the best way to prepare for anal sex.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Okay, so let me
what
see.
What is his name?
His name is... Does anybody know his name?
All right, Mr. Anal.
Okay.
Jack.
Yeah. Okay,
Jack
so
off.
We're going to see how this all works here.
All right.
Our technology here. Oh, no. Hello, Mr. Anal. Line 3. You're on. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Anal. Hello, are you there? Mr. Anal.
Hello.
You're on the air. Okay, I guess he's not there.
All right.
Okay, well.
Just stick it up your butt.
You know, it's a nice thing. I mean, it's a nice thing to do. So, I'm giving out party favors. Let's see. Yeah. Here you go. You get. Oh, you have a question, or you want a pocket rocket? Here. There you go.
Favors.
Favors.
Do they already have batteries? So I can use
mine. Like, do you? Can we use them now?
Actually, you already got.
You can use them now. Yes.
I am gonna get a couple of fun little new things here. For my returning guests.
It's like Comlink from Star Wars, the white one.
Oh, yes, here we go.
We're stuck in the trash compactor.
Stuck in the trash, okay.
This is the Star Wars, you know.
And we're doing our shots.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, now, who wants the vibrating tongue ring?
Me?
Ooh.
I can do that, yes.
I'm like, wait, can I use that?
Oh, and this is to measure Larry's cock. Here.
Oh my god. Could I have one of those?
This is a glow.
Oh my god, that's
thing.
I could put in my little baby chicken.
Okay.
Blue batteries.
Where's the batteries?
Batteries.
We should have batteries somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what? I also have what do we have? We have batteries. Are those for my head? Are these for the thing? Okay. Just, I don't know if those are the batteries for this, but Brad, tell me where the right batteries are.
We need batteries. Batteries.
You have us in this
batteries,
together.
We need power. So we need power. Them. We got a revolution. We need the batteries. Get the batteries.
Get the batteries.
Not the gun batteries, just the batteries.
And, of course, we have our shots as well.
Yes.
Hey. Your humble hostess, I'm going to have a shot of water. So where are we? We're opening up the machinery before the aqua. All right, that's good. Good.
Open no, get the machinery.
Open up, open up. Can you open it? I think that already has a battery.
Okay. No. Through the aqua.
Could we have some technical help here to
technical help?
Yeah.
We got some flame going all over here.
Don't move that light. Don't move that light.
Keep that
light. Put that light up there.
Keep that light there.
We're good.
Mmm.
That's good. James is shot.
So we have this.
And so, what have we got going here?
There we go.
Did we do our shots yet?
No.
Okay. Time to do the shot. Oh, yes, you got me these great cigarettes. These are candy cigarettes, so I can look cool.
Absolutely.
Without...
Yeah, retro. Yeah.
Retro. All right, I'm excited. Okay. But I want to see some agua shots. Oh, well, I'm seeing some kissing going on over here. Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, kissing. Mm-hmm.
The princess.
A short cigarette. Mm.
Yeah, yummies.
Yummy. Well,
yum, yum. Whoa.
The spring showers haven't started, but we're swinging into spring. Yeah. All right, so you guys look ready. No, you don't drink it yet. Yeah. Okay. Here's what you do. You have to, I think Dumais has to demonstrate, which she is doing right here off of Cheyenne's titties.
Yay.
She is having some of the salt. She is licking the salt up off the titties.
No, I'm getting it ready.
Oh, she's excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
The titties. She had dry titties.
So
she's getting them wet. And now she's going
to
put the salt on the titties.
Should I pull these off my leg? Should nipples on this?
You can show nipples.
Oh, you can show nipples on this show. Absolutely.
I have never seen
anything on this show.
Such a collection of breasts in my life. Really, tonight
you look
is
very
like,
cute sitting there like that.
Oh,
you're holding her up from behind.
Exactly.
Yes. Very nice. And Dumais is very passionately suckling.
She's good at it.
Those lovely natural titties of Cheyenne.
Dumais is such a giver.
Jewel.
She is such a giver.
She is. You are too. Okay. And now the shot. All right.
So good.
Agua coco leaf liqueur. Made from the coco leaf, but perfectly legal.
Wow.
Okay, so this is how you swing into spring at the speakeasy. With titties and beautiful ladies.
And maybe I should just see this.
And
yeah. Wait,
I have batteries
on.
Yeah, in batteries and stuff. And we have
that's
lovely,
powerful.
Lovely princess offering up her pretty titties for...
Oh, princess has got the... I mean,
princess,
what can I say?
Such a princess. She really
you guys ready
is.
For a devil?
What are we doing? We put salt on the...
And you put the salt on the boob, right there on the areola, which you have a perfect little areola spot there.
Let's switch to this switcher back there. Switch... Ooh, goodness.
Mm.
So can we do a double shot?
Yeah,
you can do.
Look at that. That's a double shot, all right. Yeah. She says, can we do a double shot? I just want to let the radio listeners know, as she reveals these beautiful, humongous tatas.
But they're so pretty.
Yes.
They're so ready.
They're so pretty and ready.
And it is before 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I told them they could come out before 12.
Mm.
It's before 12.
Yes. We're right on time here. We're about 45 minutes in, and titties are coming out.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, it's like the seasons.
Yes.
You know, you start with winter, and you're talking and about serious issues like missionary parents, and then you move on to the flowers coming out for spring. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think Diazerva has gotten anything over there.
I know, but we're going to do it.
We're working on a whole project here,
lick,
I see.
Lick, salt,
yeah,
and
good.
Then,
yeah,
share.
Okay. Lick, lick, salt, and share. This sounds like a little game.
Hey, they can come on me.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Those are incredible. I mean, I don't mean. Everyone knows what I'm meaning when I'm saying those. Okay, and now we have Anjanine coming. It's just like flowers popping out all over for spring. Yes.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Come on up here to the microphone, Box Cutter. Say hello. Box Cutter is here, looking very sort of Grecian in her over-the-shoulder garb. Hello. Hi. Welcome back to the speakeasy.
Thank you. Good to be back.
It's coming up titties everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, I would love to take a shot off of the Azerba's ass.
Yeah, yeah. She's a fellow Marine.
Yeah,
I think it's Marine night tonight. You know? And I know Lord Artemis Fowl is listening.
He should be.
He should be. And he is. And he said he would be. I mean, he said something about listening tonight. So, we're descending into chaotic sound, though. Sound. All right.
Well, I'd like to borrow.
I should shoot a shot into the crowd now. Okay, everybody. No. Okay, everyone, settle down.
Well,
you want a shot off Diazerva's ass?
Yes, I would like to borrow her ass for a moment.
I think that's a wise choice.
Yum yum.
Uh huh. She is an amazing ass. She does.
Oh yes. How can I say no?
And look at these panties.
I don't have a
on this ass.
That's for the panty.
I need a shot.
Oh, you need the shot. Okay. And where is my lovely assistant? Vita is pouring a little shot here of agua coca leaf liqueur. Yes, for Box Cutter, who's here for your, like, sixth time or something. I don't know. You were here on Valentine's Day, and now you're back.
Salt.
Oh, yes. Salt.
There you go, baby.
Salt is right here. Yeah. Mmm.
Can I lick it with her?
Can you lick it with her? Well, you know, I think she'd be okay with that, right?
Can I help?
Share and
this
help.
This is why I showered after
okay,
Russell
Okay, I think
Kwan.
We're going to...
Can we all help?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Help out.
Oh, my gosh. Yay.
Everyone's going to lick Diazerva's ass.
Okay. Oh.
Right, and you face the chicken purse, which is rather filthy. I mean, I'm sorry, but it is. Yeah. Oh, and I have to sign it. Do you have a pen for me? I need a Sharpie, I think. A Sharpie. That's a baby. That's very cute. Yes, it's a very cute little chicken purse. What is this about women with chicken purse fetishes? Yeah, here's a Sharpie. Okay. All right, I'm just going to... Do I just sign my name? Just... love. It's hard to write on here because it's got chicken feathers. Here. Chicken feathers. Justin. One shot of the signing of the chicken purse. Can you tell me, Dia? What is it about a chicken purse that is so, like, compelling to you ladies?
Are we good?
It kind of started off with, it just started off, I saw it, was, I'm so, oh, yes.
Oh, okay, they're licking your ass really intensely, aren't they? You don't want to think about chickens. No. This is, the guy that wanted to know about anal, he's getting a little lesson. This is what you do for anal. You do a lot of ass licking.
Are we good?
All right.
Okay.
Has everyone gotten a lick now? Because we have to get back and see.
We got all the lines. We're good?
I feel like I have a class. Where did the prince go? The prince is in the bathroom. Is that right? Is he taking a bath?
No.
So you're engineering during this part of the show, I see. All right. Okay, that's a lot of licking. All right. This is like a lick gangbang, an ass lick gangbang. That's what this is, an ass lick gangbang.
my gosh.
All right. Nice. Dumais is taking the extra lift. Okay.
Oh, you're so awesome.
Back in the seats, back at your microphones, please. Por favor.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
Sweet.
You don't have to pull your
We're
top
waiting.
Down.
Yummy.
Yum. Me and Frank have
Oh, everybody's got their groove on.
Well, wait, Princess and I still have our shots.
Oh, you didn't drink your shots yet. Oh, you certainly have to, you know, have some of it. I mean, if you're like
Let's
a true Marine, you down the whole thing in one gulp.
We have to have the salt.
Oh, you didn't do the salt
Let's
yet?
Let's have the salt.
Oh, wow. You guys were just licking each other.
We
weren't even actually doing
the
salt. That's hilarious. Okay. Just licking each other. Okay. That does. Okay. Like this. Okay. And now we have lovely lickings going on here. Yes, Princess Felicity Jade and Anjanette Astoria. That sounds like... There was a hotel called the Waldorf Astoria in Philadelphia.
I think about Astoria in the Goonies because that's where they stayed, or the city.
That was
Oh.
Guys, distracting them.
So now, Dumais is getting all in the swing of spring here. Are we feeling like showers are imminent?
I do believe.
Because, you know... You could just kind of enter the boudoir here if you like.
Pretty good.
If you feel, you know.
Go around?
Yeah, you can just go around. There's a step up here.
Yay.
Oh, and thank you for this cute little yellow hat. Look at what Dumais got me.
Oh, my goodness.
This cute little yellow hat here.
You are so welcome.
Oh, I love that.
Yay!
So cute.
That's cute.
I don't know. It doesn't. Am I wearing any yellow? Not really.
No yellow tonight.
But now I have to wear lots of yellow.
Yeah.
Or this hat. This is a great hat.
Oh my God.
I like the pro in you.
So here we go.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's put this somewhere here. So this is the great Dumais, or Dumais.
Yeah. Yay!
Come here. Sit right here. Actually, this is good. And what? Now you need a microphone here. Okay. And I think this is good. Does it come around this way? Is this proper? We were going to listen to your pussy. Okay. So now. This is a love mat here, by the way. I think we used this before, and we've washed it since a few times. But it's a very absorbent rug. What? Oh, your God.
You're
talking
amazing.
To the microphone.
I'm sorry, but you're just amazing.
I think you're amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. I'm springy
for
tonight.
Fans out there, she's just amazing.
Aww.
I'm telling you, Dr. Susie is amazing.
Oh,
fucking amazing.
Not sure
what
you mean
yes,
by
she
that.
Is.
I'm Martian or
yeah.
something.
No,
you know that
okay.
term?
Amazing.
No,
Grace.
Fucking amazing.
Oh, fucking
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, that would be Dr. Susie.
All right. Well,
absolutely.
I'm happy to amaze you, and you are. Just a force of nature, or
no.
or something. So you want to sit down, or do you want to stand? I mean, you could. Do you want to dance? You could get up on the stripper pole.
Do you want me to get comfortable?
Yeah, that would be
okay.
the ideal thing.
Okay,
let me
this.
Hold. Actually, could I have my lovely assistant hold the microphone?
Me too.
Yes, a little.
Right, this
pink
is Vita.
Black girl.
Yeah,
I know.
Pink and black girl
I know.
Has a name. It's Vita. Yes, okay. Yes, get very comfortable.
Do you see that little white powder crap? That's from the
What's that muffin?
The white little stuff on my
truck.
Oopsie.
Oopsie.
Yeah,
that's you. Oops. That's you.
Oh, my.
That's
it.
Yes. There we go.
All right.
Yeah, just toss it back.
Yeah, I'm... Yes, look at you. You just look like dessert.
Well, the boobies are booing.
Good.
Yeah.
I told them they
Why don't you relax the boobies?
Well, I told them they couldn't come out till like...
Till 12? No. That's you're just slightly off time-wise. Okay, so it's time for them to come out now.
That's the happy one.
That's the happy one.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
The lazy one.
You know, I'm a therapist.
Okay, so work on that one.
Okay, I'm doing that. It seems to be responding to simple
yes,
love and attention, like a lot of things do. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot. That's the
yeah,
fucking movement.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh yes, it's so
I have
nice.
To say, it's been
this
so
is a happy one to me.
It's
this
so
one's even happier.
I know. It's so been looking forward to Dr. Susie. Attention.
Oh, but I'm
from
just
the last
so
time till now, I'm telling you.
Yeah, last time
she's my hero.
We
I'm
were.
Telling you, she's
wow,
my hero.
I don't know why, but okay.
But you must have read that. You must have read that book, right?
I did read the book.
Oh, I gave book. You my book. That's right.
Yeah, the second book. I read the first book, and I
oh,
was
right.
so amazed. So
okay, well,
it's always been all about you, baby.
Really? Yes. Does Larry know about this?
Yes, he did know. Hubby did know. It's all about you.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
You know?
I get goosebumps. I'm telling
Susie,
you.
I'm getting a lot of interference. Are you sitting there like that next to that
oh,
mic?
Oh, my God.
You're gonna
okay.
Look at, do something.
Look at her.
Okay. Thank
okay.
You.
You
are absolutely amazing. Gorgeous.
Well,
I absolutely
you know,
love you.
Okay. And I'm getting
I had
my
the best time
little,
with Dr. Susie.
I love you too, Danae.
Absolutely.
I do. And I'm just amazed by you. You're such a hot
same
Texas
here.
Woman.
The same here.
You know? And I'm just so happy you're back here for the third time. And it's spring. And the flowers are out. You got a flower sitting right next to you. And
I have two.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm one of those perennials.
And I am so damn glad you are.
So now we call this show "Swing into Spring"
yes.
with a chance of showers.
Absolutely.
So what are our chances? I have
actually, if you work it right, it's going to be like 100%.
Okay. Well. You know, that's good. That sounds good to me. I mean, what do you like? I know that last time you were here, it was Marcus London. That was the key. He was the squirt master, and he is a great squirt master. And, you know, I mean, we just let him do all the work, and I just kind of lay to your side and soaked up all the credit. But
hey,
now
you
he's
that
not here.
Champagne glass
I,
out there. I know
yeah,
you did.
Right. I was picking it up with the glass. Right. That was an experimental one. This one, I think, we're going for just the pleasures of spring. You know, we don't have to collect it. Oh, and that is such
yeah,
a pleasurable.
You got
pussy.
Me there already.
Everyone at your battle stations, the dikes may break.
Oh, it's so moist.
You need
so
to document.
These panties. Oh, panty boy. I should say panty boys. I'm sure you have
yeah.
many, many panty boys out there who desire these panties right now that are getting absolutely soaked with Jumet's champagne, her Amrita. Oh, yeah. Very soaked. And
that's all you.
Well... Actually, it seems like you.
No.
But
it's all a mental thing, and I have to get there. And it has to be somebody that gets me there, and that's you.
Oh, gosh, it's so beautiful. And I was just talking to one of my therapy clients who's a panty fetishist. I've been, you know, kind of hearing it from panty fetishists. And, you know, he became a panty fetishist because he was a mama's boy, and then his mom died. And she was so crushed, she became an alcoholic, and she pushed him away, so he developed a fetish for her panties. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of reasons you might have a fetish for panties. That's certainly not the only one. And I'm sure that anyone looking at Dume right now with these beautiful lace panties just right between her pussy lips, her fabulous pussy lips, is developing a fetish for Dume panties.
It's totally Dr. Susie, I'm telling you.
And champagne Dume. And that luscious feeling of being stimulated with the panties on is very nice. Very teasing, you know. Teasing. Oh, and that clit is so luscious. This is champagne Dume all right here. I just don't want you to squirt in the panties, though. I mean, we might have to take those off, you know.
But they're already wet.
They are extremely wet. You probably did kind of squirt in them.
I know,
already.
I did.
You did. Felt a little, you know. It was just a little ripple of squirt.
And I have to be, like, really comfortable that I can, like...
I know, we're going to lean back here. Yeah, we're going to leave a mess. In fact, we have this big pink towel that, you know... Yes, we can take everything off.
Get some pillows,
and,
Susan.
We're going to get right back here. Can we get back here? We can get back here, okay? And, ooh, cougar. Hey, girl. Yeah. Get this under. This is not waterproof, but it's, you know, absorbent. And it's washable.
Washable.
That's right. It doesn't need to be waterproof. Okay. Do I know what you're talking to the microphone?
Do you remember Marcus London?
I do.
Okay. And I did what?
Oops.
And it really is all about the kiss and the sensual get into being wet.
Yeah. Can I get these panties off? Porn star fan, who I call Panty Boy.
So jealous.
Oh, look at these panties coming off for you, porn star fan. Mm-hmm. Dume panties.
We will tweet her these, baby. Absolutely.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Yes, beautiful.
Absolutely, down here. They are coming off.
Coming off, baby.
Yes, you help me.
Oh, yes. Ah, and they smell like flowers. They do.
They're already wet. Oh, my God. She's so good. Oh.
The only reason I'm not doing that longer is because I don't want to get in the way of that view, you know? I mean, or of the squirting. I mean, not that I wouldn't like to be covered with your squirt in my face, which I might do later in the evening, but the first shot... Look at these boys waiting patiently for a shot.
Okay.
So
good. No,
so,
I'm like, that's what I'm waiting for.
Can we all join?
You make me squirt, so
yeah.
I'm waiting.
Okay, now do you just want my finger? I have all these toys here. Yeah,
Can we all join?
Yeah, well, we can.
I
think we're
going to
give her one squirt, and then we'll all join. Yeah.
Oh, nipples are getting involved.
Look at that.
Here.
Yeah. Oh, this nipple, you're right. It does get a little sluggish
one.
Attention.
Not this one. Mm-hmm. This one's always there.
Yeah.
If anybody would like to join, you can do that. So.
Yeah, you can come up here if you want to come up.
Who's going to join?
Who's going to join?
Yeah,
this sounds
goggles.
Like the Marines.
We're goggles. and you guys beware. I've put out cameras. So.
You put out cameras, my God.
I know. So when I get excited, very, very excited. Oh, my gosh. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Yes, so beautiful. Such a lovely flower.
Yes.
Such a lovely flower of spring. Yes.
You're going to have a couple of people join you in a minute.
Okay,
Susan.
All right. Wear your raincoat.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to get me there, like, so fast.
Yes, beautiful. Such a beautiful flower. Oh, yeah, she's squirting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yes.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Kaiser. Champagne du Maine. Yes, beautiful, beautiful baby. Wow.
Oh, my God, that feels so good.
Holy water, brothers and sisters. It's holy water.
Oh,
beautiful,
yeah.
Holy water.
Oh, fuck,
yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fucking
amazing.
That's all you. She's so amazing.
Oh my God.
Watch the cameras, man.
Oh, fuck. Wow. Oh my God. That is so all you. It's so Dr. Susie, damn it.
Oh my God.
That's her.
Oh my God. I am blessed. I am baptized. I am saved.
Oh,
it is beautiful. Hallelujah. Blessed.
No, I am not done yet.
Oh, you are done. Come forth. It's holy, holy water. Holy water from Sister Dumier.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Whoa. Just beyond belief. One of the great wonders of the world, brothers and sisters, is Dumais.
Fucking God. No, it's all Dr. Susie, I'm telling you.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, I'm just here to enjoy the blessings and the baptisms of Sister Dumais and
Dr.
her
Susie.
Goddess power.
Oh, Dr. Susie, you started me.
Whoa. Mwah. Yeah.
Mwah.
Take that, Gaddafi.
Oh my God.
It's just yum yum yum.
Oh my God, that feels so good.
You are so good.
Oh my God.
You are the essence of good.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yes. Yeah. Suck on my voluminous titties. Oh, that's a good suck she's got there. Wow.
Have a revolution.
Yes.
Take them down.
Wow.
Oh,
wowie zowie.
Don't let them take away your internet.
I don't know. You may count
go
those.
To the streets.
I got to get my headphones on straight.
Okay.
Where's our accountant? Who counted those squirts? How many were there right there? I'm not sure, but there were a lot of them, right?
Wow. It
was voluminous. Oh, now we have a girl pile going on here.
It's her fucking fault.
All right, so now, and I noticed that it went all to the side there,
so
outside of the realm of the towel.
I can't describe. I get so excited.
We have to talk about this. We have to have some sort of a sex therapy session. Look at this.
I know.
This
is
great.
You get me so excited.
Oh, wow. Oh, I don't question it.
It's you. It is you. I'm telling you. It's Dr. Susie.
Well,
she does something to me, I'm telling you.
Me and Agua. I mean, I don't know. You're just amazing. And
wow.
And that's all there is to it.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, look at this.
Look at this.
We now have Anjanette Astoria is here to present her boobs and herself, her offering.
Should we call maintenance or anybody?
You love my little baby titties, yes, of course. Oh, yes. Hello there, Christina.
Hello there, Dr. Susie.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm getting my titty sucked, so, you know, I'm all happy. It's happening here. I mean, this is an interesting show tonight. Look at these panties. Whoa, panty boy. Well, now we have a little, some spring flowers. After showers come spring flowers, yes.
Wow.
And, and the flowers are now pollinating each other. That's what it looks like, pollination.
Hello, mommy.
So let's talk to our people on microphones while these lovely people are munching on each other. So, Dia Zerva, how are you doing over there?
I'm such the voyeur.
You are.
I am. I love just staring. It's just like, oh.
What did you? How did that fountain look to you from the voyeur point of view? Of course,
wow. It's gorgeous. I love it so much.
Yeah.
Haven't we done that though?
We have. And the first time when she squirted on me,
hold the microphone next to her. Hold the microphone.
The first time she squirted on me, I just looked and then I acted like a puppy dog and I just laughed in it and played in it.
Yes, she did.
So
she was
fun.
Awesome.
And it is so playful. This is,
yeah.
You know, it smells like flowers and it's nice. Yeah, absolutely. And how is your view, Princess?
Lovely.
Lovely. Yes. I mean, are you a squirter or not a squirter?
I accidentally did it once and it freaked me out.
Oh, really? Wow. Tell us about that. When did you accidentally do it?
Well, I was probably 18 or 19.
Yeah. Was it during sex or?
It was during sex.
Yeah.
Right before an orgasm, and it just freaked me out.
Did you think you were peeing?
No, I knew it wasn't pee, but.
You knew that. Okay.
Yeah. It just freaked me out, and I was like, hell no.
Okay. Well, you know, it's not for everybody.
You peed your knees.
I did. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, I'm peeping on my knees. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Oh,
like,
right. That was your first time.
Yeah.
Yes. It was worse because it was mine on film. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh wow.
Oh, so you squirted too,
yeah.
Darling?
Yeah. My first. Oh yeah, and it was.
Would
like,
you
oh
like
my
to
God.
To,
sh-
to
that,
play?
My guys
to have a shower? You want to have a shower?
Okay. So,
yeah. Wait. I think we need another towel. We need another towel. Can someone go into the boudoir? And I need someone else to hold the microphone. Hold the microphone. So, Princess, since you're not a squirter, you can talk. how you doing, darling? Yeah, you're just being a little pussycat. So, what is your favorite kind of thing? I mean, sexually speaking, what do you really enjoy, Princess?
I like to be teased, I guess. I like to be
variety girl.
I like to be made to want something and not get it.
Tease.
Yes,
oh,
I agree with you.
Yes.
Completely.
You know, teasing is a really important part of sex. Don't talk off microphone. If you want to talk, I know there's the microphone. It's right over there. But what I always say about teasing, here's one of the Dr. Susie platitudes, or maxims. Here, get this. Listen carefully. Men need to be teased because it makes them slow down. And women need to be teased because it makes us come around.
That's a good line.
You know, and it's not exactly a hip-hop song, but, you know, it's kind of catchy.
And those are my panties.
These are your panties.
Those are my panties.
They're still wet.
First porn star panty dude.
These are the porn star panty dude panties.
Okay.
Absolutely. Here, here's some, you know, cotton panties when you want to put some on. Yeah.
I'll wet those too.
Yeah, you want to wet these too? Or yeah. Would you prefer a thong or a
it
back?
Doesn't matter.
Well, which one would you like?
Oh, no.
She wants to see this right.
Okay.
Oh, but
you have red on. Oh, and I. Who wants to wet panties?
Oh, yes,
we do, right?
We've got these wet panties.
We are going to work out to get some wet panties.
Yeah, we've got them here. I think we're going to put them on auction on eBay
there
or something.
Go.
Yeah. Okay,
Twitter.
Get. Oh, here we go. This is interesting. So, porn star fan is going to be really appreciating this.
Yes.
Because we are putting on some new panties.
New panties.
And
oh, look at those zebras. Okay.
And
we got some leopard prints here.
And we're gonna just mess them up, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. I've been storing up here.
Yeah.
So
and you just have just so much delicious squirt. You've been storing up, so you haven't done it in scenes.
Oh, my God. So, yes.
Oh, yeah. Get these panties
she's
nice and
she's already getting
juicy.
Me wet.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
my gosh. She's just, like, totally
I'm
rubbing.
Cheating. I'm going to rub underneath, and then I'm going to rub on top, and then rub underneath.
Oh, yes. Dr. Susie knows how to do it, I'm telling you.
Well, you know, you're just very hot. You're just a force of nature, doing
it. She pushes my buttons like you would not believe.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No, my panties are wet already.
Oh, they are. They are very wet.
The panties were, like, holding my squirt in.
They are. Okay, hold them in just a little longer. Just, you know, just wait a second. Oh, you want to lick that there? I was going to do this thing where you stick the panty inside.
Oh, yes.
Oh, she's... Uh-oh. Now you might squirt her licking you like that. I think especially if I'm...
Oh, yes.
You like
oh,
that,
my
right
God,
there, right
yes.
There.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. There she goes. She's squirting again. Oh, yeah. She's squirting again.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that feels so good.
Yes, Dumay. Beautiful.
Okay.
Now clean it up with the panties like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yes.
Just rub
Absolutely.
Those panties. All right, porn star fan.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm talking
right.
to porn star fans everywhere, except yes, there is yes, a yes, particular yes. porn star
yes,
fan.
Yes, and it's your turn now.
Oh, yes. Okay.
We want to see pussy, and we want to see wet, and we want to see licking, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we need to have another towel. We need to have another... Go into my bathroom and get me another towel. Oh, here it is. Here's a towel. Okay.
I know.
I think we're about done with these towels.
I don't think it's enough, but it's okay.
Let's see. We can get this. This towel is actually not so wet, or is it? All right. Here we go. Well, there we go.
Yes.
All right. Smells delightful. So, there they go. This is Ann Jeanette. Astoria and Dumay, and they happen to be two MILFs. How about that?
Yeah.
It's interesting how the two MILFs have gotten together here, and they're these two blondes out there. Oh, and I can't see the other one. Oh, you're brunette. The younger generation.
We're doing the headlights.
Yeah, okay. Right. Maybe you need a little more agua or something.
Yummy.
Oh, she's going to squirt now. Oh, these are... Yeah, okay. Here, get this under the butt here, under the butt. And this is, by the way, a Blackfoot Indian lady here. We like to emphasize your exotic parts. I know the other part of you is Irish, but St. Patty's Day is over. So, everybody's Irish, right? I know, me too. Okay, and now here we go. This is, I believe, another squirting sister. This is going to be some holy water here. Here she goes. Oh, yeah. Do you like the G-spot maneuver? Or yeah? You're doing it on the outside. Should we go inside here? Right there. Yeah.
You want it? She'll give you what you want.
There
you want
we
it.
Go.
You want it? You want
Talk
it?
Amongst
you
yourselves,
yeah.
kids.
Yes. Yes.
No pressure.
Yes.
Right? Pressure is the enemy of pleasure.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel
it. Can you feel it? Hold it back. Tease, like Princess says. Teasing is part of feminine sex.
Oh, yeah.
Spank the pussy.
Spank the pussy, right. That works.
Is that it?
There you go.
But she likes to have her pussy slapped. That's one for thing for sure.
Oh, she is so good.
This is real, folks. This is how you know it's real. We don't, like, store water in there like we do in my dick guns there.
Yeah.
Well, she's having a good time. I think all that fuck yeah means that. Here you go. She does. Okay.
A Dr. Seuss fan.
Yes.
In the squeeze. Wild milk. This is what they mean by cougar. I think this is. I finally figured it out. It's a workout there. And you got a flower. You know, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
All right. You know, it's not always about... you want to go? No!
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Sister Dume. Well, this does seem like, you know, when people are speaking in tongues, I should bring out the snake.
No snakes.
Well, I don't know. Maybe my other guests would like a snake.
The show's over.
Right. It's almost over.
Got 9 minutes.
And the bed is all
minutes.
Wet. Yeah. All right, we do have 9 minutes.
Yeah.
I think we're going to just regroup here. Okay, we did. Can we have a hand for Sister Dume? Sister and Jeanette Astoria. Wow, that was like some of the loudest yelling I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And
we wonder why there's revolutions all over the world.
The revolution is all over the world. The revolution is in our panties.
You can drop bombs on us and stuff, but if you turn off our fucking internet and we can't see pussy, we're going to be in the streets. We're going to be in the streets all around the world, and we're going to take you down, all you fucking dictators. Dictator. Dick. Taters. Taters.
Dick.
Dick. Taters. Down with you. We are the weapons of mass discussion.
Mm.
We're going to take you down with no missiles.
Hallelujah. I think I like this little rap better.
And you've been watching Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web. Radio that you have to watch.
Whoa.
That's right. And watch very closely. Because we are the revolution. And the women are women. We're going to send the women into the battle zone because they are the front shock troops of the world.
I don't know what to do with
that. We change the world.
Wow.
Woo!
Ow! We've gone beyond panties here.
Yeah.
Well, it is a spring showers night, isn't it?
That's right.
I wasn't sure.
And it's the
why I said chance of showers.
It's the spring of revolution.
I don't like to be sure of these things.
It's
the
spring of revolution.
The jinx is it.
All over the world. Give it up, Gaddafi. Take your girls and go to South America. Stop the killing.
Yeah. So Imtiaz is in the audience tonight.
Yeah, Imtiaz.
Say hello.
And he has a guest here. Yeah.
He has a guest. Yeah.
Imtiaz.
Say hello. Come on to a microphone somewhere.
Come over to
Imtiaz.
The microphone. Yeah.
You sit next to this most beautiful princess.
Yeah,
she is an actual royal princess, the secret great great granddaughter of the King of Sweden.
Really?
Yeah.
The way he said, oh, really, it made it seem like I was honest just now. No, well, she's just like a princess. She's a beautiful princess.
How are you?
So how are you doing, MTOz?
I'm doing better now that I'm relaxed.
Good, good. That's what we aim to do, relax. You want to squirt? I mean, you get real...
Susan, cut me some slack, you know?
Ah, no way. So who'd you bring?
I bought Mark Risman, my judge friend from Las Vegas.
Did you say your drug friend? What?
Judge.
Oh, I thought it was... Okay, never mind. No, right. Yeah, not your drug friend.
He's a member of the tribe.
Ah, oh, he should have been here last week for Purim. We had a crazy Purim. And Persian New Year.
I bought my other friend, Glamorous Monique.
Glamorous Monique. Let's have Glamorous Monique come up here. Well, let's have them both come up here.
Yeah, come on.
Say hello.
Where is Glamorous Monique?
Okay, all right, well.
He must have gone to the bathroom.
Oh, the bathroom, yes.
All right, then, you find them.
Bring them back here before
we're done. Let's say hi to Brian. Brian Braxton is here, porn star.
He just
waved.
Oh.
We just want to prove that we have men here.
Princess, I love you.
I love you too.
You're just extraordinary.
She is. Uh-huh. She's so sweet. What, Christina? Monique is here. Oh, hello, Monique.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, welcome to the speakeasy.
Fix her microphone. Get her microphone.
First time,
get her microphone.
Ever.
Ah, and how? And you're a friend of Imtiaz.
Yes.
And how long have you known him? Have you known him through the internet?
First time we met, average night.
Right, but you've known him through the internet.
Internet, yeah, Facebook.
For how long?
Maybe almost 2 years.
Wow. So you just met.
Imtiaz and I are sleeper cells. We're revolutionaries.
Mm.
We're going to take the whole system down. Right?
Well, you know, something like that. Wow. Well, interesting. Okay.
Wow. What's going on over here? Jeez.
You know, there's sex going on over here,
sex,
I would say. This is the fabulous
sex.
Naked.
It's a three-letter word.
And Jeanette.
It's like WAR, war, but this is sex.
This is right. Definitely sex. And it's important to celebrate sex in these times of war and radiation. It's important. I used to really be avidly against nuclear power, and then I kind of got bored with that because there were so many nuclear reactors, and I just thought, what the hell? How can I keep protesting? But now I feel, I have to say, it's bad stuff. No nukes. We have to come up with some sort of sex no nukes thing. I mean, we say
no nukes, no kooks.
Drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles.
I love the princess. She's just
kooks, no
extraordinarily
nukes.
Extraordinarily beautiful.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
She is. It's that Belize upbringing.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, we've only got a few minutes left, so...
4 minutes?
So we want to let everybody have a chance to kind of give their spiel. And obviously, Dume and Jeanette are doing their spiel right now. Do you have something in between you, like a dildo, or are you just kind of doing tribadism? This is just hoka hoka. This is what the bonobos do. This is actually a bonobo thing where you rub pussies together and you have an orgasm this way. And they have gigantic pussies. And this is one of the ways that they have female solidarity because they all have sex and they help each other when the guys get out of line. and they have a very peaceful community. Yeah, make like bonobos. Look at them. They're doing the whole tribadism thing, the whole hoka-hoka thing. Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. And they've got the panties on, panty boy. They're doing it with the panties. Mm. Amazing. Okay. Wow. Oh, and she's squirting all over her.
Whoa.
They're squirting all... I'm not sure who's squirting. I just saw a whole dribble of the, like the Nile River running over here. It's just...
Wow, she's beautiful.
Cougars and MILFs at play. Yeah, this is like the jungle. Welcome to the jungle.
On Alameda.
Yeah.
$5.
All right. So, let's see.
Got.
We should have everybody. We've only got 3 minutes. I hate to break up this. I'm not breaking it up. They can keep going, right?
Because
I don't want to interfere with sex.
Princess.
Yeah. Okay. So, Princess.
Yes.
Let's hear from you.
What would you like to hear?
Well, we're about to say goodbye to our lovely audience who's listening on the radio. We're still going to have a party. We have an erotic after party after the show. And that's when I get to take off my headsets.
My website is in the process of being reconstructed. So
right.
It's down at the moment, or it's up, but it's not running.
But they can Google you.
Yes, you can Google me, Princess. P-R-I-N-Z-Z-E-S-S. Let's move this dick out of my face.
Okay.
Can I take this home?
Yes,
that's yours.
Absolutely. That is your dick.
That is your dick.
I need one.
Right, and that's a good one. And it's useful. You can light it.
Yeah.
Right.
Keeps
you warm.
Yeah, you can find me. I'm all over Google.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
and Twitter
her.
Also.
Yes.
Yeah.
Real princess.
Yeah.
Yes. Real princess.
Real princess.
Right.
Real beautiful.
Yeah.
Real what?
Wow. These girls just got it going on.
They sure do, huh? Something to look forward to when you get older. You're going to be able to have even more orgasms. And
right
probably
now, I'm just standing here. I'm trying to dodge the raindrops.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Dodge the raindrops.
I'm going to get this feather out of the way here. Yeah, okay. All right,
whoa.
So... Whoa. And Dia Zerva.
Check out my website, diazerva.com, and when you click on the link, you'll see that I am doing gypsy living right now.
Gypsy living?
Yes.
What is that?
I have been in 8 different cities this month so far, and I'm going to Europe for 2 months.
Wow.
I will be in London, Paris, Berlin, Munich, possibly Geneva, Zurich, Cologne, Vienna. And
what do you do? You wrestle, or
I'm wrestling in different studios there, as well as shooting stuff for my fetish sites, MaryPoppins.com, and all those things are listed on diazerva.com.
You deserve a lot of attention because you're very cool.
You deserve
it.
I love you guys.
What are you, an Italian immigrant?
You know, Dume requested you to be here.
She sent me a message 2 months ago, and I love her. She's such a great mom.
You're not jealous that she has,
No. She's totally neglected you, though.
Yeah, really.
Oh,
okay.
But I get turned on by being a voyeur.
Me too.
I just rub myself.
And I love the princess because I'm a prince, so.
And let's give a shout out to all our Marine friends.
Yes, all of our Marines.
Including Lord Artemis, Fal, and Jack.
Jack Hammer.
How's he doing? Do you know?
I'm going to see him this week. I'm going to drive up to San Francisco.
Yeah, he just had a little surgery, some stuff, but he's doing okay.
Yeah.
He's a tough guy. We loved having him here.
Bladder cancer like me? Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a poison. It's a poison in the world. Oh,
we are all radiating.
I told him to get better so I can beat the shit out of him. So
there you go. Right. And he wants you to beat the shit out of him, I'm sure.
That.
All right, Jack,
absolutely.
Take care of yourself.
Okay, and you've got a big balloon. What is that?
A condom.
Oh, that's the condom.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It was the cola one. I tasted it.
Right.
It's very yummy.
Does it taste like cola?
A little bit.
Yeah. Not bad. Yeah.
Not too bad.
Oh,
it's okay.
All right. And where do we find you? On Twitter?
Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and CheyenneJewel.com.
You have a website, CheyenneJewel.com.
By the way, you can Google any of these people.
Yes.
Google is our friend and our enemy at the same time.
Yes.
I'd like to Google Princess, actually, myself.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. Google, 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 Google,
Google. I'm a lesbian.
Okay, now, these ladies, should I interrupt them so they can promote themselves?
No. Just let them play.
Okay, Dumay is here.
Google them. Google
Dumay. That's D-E-A-U-X-M-A.
Yeah. Show them we have power
Jeanette
in Google.
And Jeanette Astoria. Right. And Miss Boxcutter, thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Yay, Miss Boxcutter.
Yay. And I believe that I saw Danny here. Didn't she do... She did a great job
He's
as the king's horse last week at Purim, right?
You made,
that was fabulous.
Baby.
Okay.
Woo! Yeah!
And I think that it's time for me to say goodbye. Everyone's sleeping on the wet spot now. Yeah, there's not just one wet spot. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you're so bad. You are going to have to stay after class for a long time.
Spank me later.
I'm going to spank you. When I get this microphone off. When people kiss me, they kiss the microphone. That's one of the problems. I got a big black ball in my face. Okay. Take that out of context now, folks. Go ahead. Got a big black ball in my face.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to have to say good night. I mean, you're still going to be able to watch us on webcam right. If you're tuned in. Certainly, if you're watching us on drsusanblock.tv, you can keep watching us. Lots of great clips, lots of great shows, fabulous stuff on drsusanblock.tv, including Dumay, and soon everybody else here. In the meantime... happy springtime! Happy springtime! I hope there's some spring showers in your life. You know, if you want to try it, get into watch some of the clips that Dumay's done, or watch Squirt Salon, where we teach you the Deborah Sundahl method. Use a G-spot stimulator. You know, these are all good. Or a finger. This is a good one.
I need Dr. Seuss.
Anyway, whether you like it or not, it's not everybody's cup of holy water, I guess.
Susie, before when you're done, I also want to say something.
Before when I'm done. This is the Italian speak. This is the way Italian princes are. They go, dopo domani.
Dopo domani. I don't know, speak it too good.
Okay, do you
want to
say something now before I say goodnight?
Yeah,
say it now.
Yes,
say it now.
Before we leave.
Take it away, prince.
Yeah, before we leave, I want to say this.
Say it now, and then I'm
going to say
goodbye.
There's a revolution, and the revolution is all over the world. And we are...
Say it, Brother Max.
And we are the front shock troops. Give it up, Gaddafi. Bring the planes back home, NATO. Okay? Stop pulling your dicks out. Stop the war. Stop the war. Go home. All right?
Yay.
The troops are here. And we are the troops of the revolution that will change the world. Because if we can't see pussy, we're going to be in the streets. Of the world, from Cairo to everywhere.
Thank you, Brother Max.
Take them out.
Yes.
Take the dictators out. Take them out.
Yeah. We want dicks, not dictators.
Right. We want taters, not dicks.
Yes.
Okay. So.
And I want to claim part of this revolution.
Okay. He wants to claim part of this revolution right now.
Because
he's going overtime.
It's not. That's all right.
That's all right. You go overtime. Claim the revolution.
Just a few minutes over time. Because we want to claim this revolution. We want to claim that we changed the world because we changed our lives. And we changed the women, and the women changed us.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you all. Take your missiles back. No more killing.
Yeah, okay, I got one more thing to say. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. I want to say, eat in more often, right? Eat in. Eat out, you know, either way. I want you to be good because the revolution starts with you, in your pussy, in your dick, in your heart, in your brain. That's where the revolution starts, right in you. So I want you to be good or be bad, like Mae West said, when you're good, you're really good, but when you're bad, you're better. But only in that kind of cute sense, like that bonobo sense. I want you to be happy. I want you to try not to hurt anybody, okay? Sometimes you can't help it, but try not to, including yourself. I want you to make like bonobos, not baboons. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Oh, you got my G-spot, baby. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. Mwah. I love you. Mwah.
Yeah.
Hey, yay. Applause, applause.
You know how they call them the best commandments to come around in the past 2000.
Yeah, baby. Oh! Ow!
Need to talk with someone about talk about with anyone.
Wow,
else.
Pink little pussy.
You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.